Many parts of rural and regional Australia are struggling to survive, but in northwest Victoria, the arrival of an annual youth music festival that tours a different regional city each year is expected to attract 15,000 visitors to Mildura. Community leaders are embracing the event in the hope it could add a much-needed boost to the locals. Stephanie Corsetti reports.
Six artists will take to the stage on the banks of the Murray River for the annual festival that brings Australian music acts to parts of the country that often miss out. Like many regional centres, Mildura's population growth is minimal. The region has one of the country's highest rate of antidepressant usage, and there's a distinct lack of mental health support, drug and alcohol rehabilitation centres. Greg Leslie is the Industry and Strategic Projects Manager at Mildura Tourism.
We're really well known as food and wine and into our other festivals, which are, I suppose, targeted at bit more at an older demographic. So this is something that's really sustainable and provide return and repeat visitation for years and years. Certainly the Triple J event isn't just the younger demographic, but it's a really good chance to introduce ourselves. Just the national coverage recognition we'll get from this will be brilliant. Hopefully people tune in, see this beautiful blue sky, see the water rolling in the background and just say, I have to go there.
Despite its beauty, there is an ugly side to Mildura. The township is isolated and has had problems with outlaw motorcycle gangs dealing drugs to young people. There's an estimated 2,000 Indigenous people in the wider Mildura region. There's been a recent spate of suicides in the Indigenous community. Raylene Stevens is from Mallee District Aboriginal Services.
Particularly young people, they're quite vulnerable because it takes them away. When they have to go away for rehab, it takes them away from their family, and it's very hard then, because once they go away, it's very hard to work out a plan for their return to the community with their families, how they're going to continue to maintain their sobriety, or how they're going to maintain not being on drugs and alcohol when they get out, particularly since within the community around them, particularly alcohol, it's something that's socialised throughout all communities.
Mildura's luck is gradually changing. A federally funded Headspace Youth Mental Health Centre is opening this year, and the state government announced this month it'll build a recovery care centre for people with mental disorders to transition back into the community. Mildura musician Don Main suffered from anxiety and depression last year, right before he turned 30. He says the one-night stand concert will allow all kinds of people to come together and celebrate music.
At the end of the day, it's a town in a rural location where there's probably a whole lot of issues that are still unrecognised. And I know dealing with young people, there's a lot of issues with that. It's always been tough, I think, for young people here to get that help, because A, they've got to, you know, want it and or want to be able to find it. And also it's just being in a country town, rural town, you don't often get that, I suppose, expertise that some of the capital cities have.
He says any event that can bring people together is going to help the Mildura community become more vibrant and positive.
Pretty much, it's just live each day as it is and look at tomorrow as a new opportunity for me, and that's what I do.
And that's musician Don Main. That report from Stephanie Corsetti in Mildura.